Oh, very excited.
Yes.
He is promoting the National Dog Show presented by Purina. It's the 15th anniversary, 14 consecutive years as the host. You know him as Peterman from Seinfeld, John O'Hurley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, there's that voice.
There it is.
Good. Get excited for the National Dog Show.
Our 15th year.
This is amazing.
Mr. John O'Hurley.
Our crystal anniversary.
Do you find it difficult when people talk to you to not do the Jay Peterman voice? Because I feel myself slowly dipping into it right now, and I'm
slipping into it. There,
I'm trying to break myself of it, and I can't.
You have mastered it. They no longer need me.
Yes. Kudos, Elaine. On a job done.
There you go. You got the timing down as well.
Wow, what an iconic character. It was just, we're big Seinfeld fans in here. Our news guy, Josh, we consider to be a Seinfeldologist. And truly, for a show that had so many wonderful characters on it, for you to have a breakout character like that, you got to be pretty proud of that work.
Thank you. But I'm also proud of the writing. The writing was just, you got to have the writing. As Shakespeare once said, the play is the thing, not the actor.
Explain to me, walk us through the National Dog Show, because I'm on the website here, and I see a dog flying through the air, catching a ball. I see, like, agility courses. What are we in store for?
As part of the dog show, we do have, just as for entertainment, we do have agility training on the but the dog show itself is a confirmation show, we have 190 different breeds, 2,000 of the best dogs in the country, they're being judged on the basis of the written standard of what the dog, the form and the function of what the dog was.
And now, before the show, do you get to meet the dogs backstage? And
it's an all-day affair.
Yeah.
It's an all-day affair, and there's 2,000. And it's a benched show, which means the people have to, the owners, they all have to remain there the whole day. So the 20,000 people that are there to watch the show can walk up and down the aisles and ask questions of the breeders. And so it's a very educational, interactive day, as well as just a great show day to watch the dogs themselves.
And have you ever met a real difficult dog backstage, like a real prima donna?
No, 15 years, the dogs, these are the same dogs. You know, they are absolutely the top specimens of their breed, but they're also just dogs. They just love being dogs, that's all. And you never see a dog fight. They're all very, very well trained and well behaved. We've had a few accidents in the ring, not the least of which was a Great Dane that squatted down and left the mother load in front of the NBC booth.
Yeah,
it's like watching NASCAR for the wrecks just to watch that happen.
That was you had to have the hazmat team come out.
Oof.
And repair the damage there. But for the most part, they are extremely well behaved and absolutely a joy to watch.
Now, I understand this year that there are going to be a few new breeds at the dog show.
Yeah, every year. Well, every year we introduce a couple of new breeds. This year we'll have a Pumi, and believe it or not, the American Hairless Terrier.
Oh.
It looks like it just came from a really good back waxing.
I'm looking at a picture of the American Hairless Terrier here, and it is horrifying. I am looking at this little fella here, and yes, you're correct. It looks completely bald, like it suffered sort of radiation poisoning.
Not a stitch of hair on it.
Not a whisper of it.
Do you have dogs?
So consequently, you have to be very careful of them in the sun. They have to slap the SPF on them.
Goodness.
Yeah, they will burn.
Now, do you have dogs that participate in shows, or are they just relax at home?
My dogs are just dogs. Yeah, they curl up on the sofa all day long. I have little Havanese, which is like a Maltese, very small dog, and then I also have a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Whoa!
Wow,
that sounds fancy.
Yeah. I have two cats that I found in an alley.
Well, they were bred as lap dogs for the British royalty.
Oh,
another very royal-looking dog, a breed being introduced this year. And my apologies if I mispronounce the breed. Is it the Slowey? The Slowey?
The Sloogie.
The Sloogie. Excuse me. A beautiful specimen. It appears to be the body of a Great Dane, but a very pointy snout on the dog. Very thin, but regal.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, John O'Hurley, when you're out there.
And the tough one, every year we introduce new breeds, and And I've got to sit there and learn the name and, and everything about the dog. And they brought in what is actually a Mexican hairless dog, and it's called the Cholo Itzcuintli.
It
took me about a month to... I had to sit in front of a mirror for a month to learn how to say that.
Now, when you're there, John O'Hurley, and you're hosting this, do you have like a favorite category or a favorite dog that you always love seeing every year?
I always look for, you know, my personal favorite, the breed is the Irish Setter. When the Irish Setter walks in, runs into the ring, it looks like the beautiful redhead that walked into the cocktail party. You can't take your eyes off it.
Gorgeous.
It's just beautiful, and it's just gorgeous to look at, the way the stature of that breed, the way they hold themselves, and then their long flowing coats are just beautiful to watch.
And what does the winner get?
Well, the winner gets a monetary prize, and also, you know, the prestige of winning. You know, it's one of the three top titles in the world.
Yeah.
So it's really something, and we get an audience. We'll have a viewing audience on Thursday of 26 million people.
Oh, I love it. I'll sit there and watch for hours. I just love, like you said, there's something about it. I don't know, when they parade them around the ring and then they put them up on the little table and they're going over.
It's the pageantry.
They're looking at their teeth and they're looking at their hindquarters. They lift up the tail, you know, they go over everything. It's so fascinating.
Nuts.
It really is so fascinating.
Well, good time, Charlie. Yeah. Last year's Best in Show, 4.5 year old Skye Terrier be in attendance.
Yes, he's actually going to be. We'll have him in the opening of the show. We've kind of decided. We've used that David Fry, my co-host. We use his lap as the the spot for the last year's winner.
And John, I'm wondering, you're watching, you know, the top tier of dog talent, and I would imagine the top owners as well. What's like the craziest thing you've seen a dog owner doing backstage to like prep their dog?
Well, you know, when you get into the breeding and stuff, it's really, you know, because these dogs, there's a written standard that they go by. And so you may be, you know, you may give your dog a puppy cut and keep its hair real short, but that may not be the standard for the breed. And so some of these dogs, you can't even see the dog underneath, like the Pekingese. You know there's a dog in there, you just can't see it. And you could be walking that thing backwards for 2 years and not realize it.
What's the one, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It's in the working group, it's a bigger dog, and it looks like a giant mop. Which one is that?
Oh, yes. The Commodore.
Yes.
Yeah, the Commodore is a herding. I wouldn't say herding as much as it's a protecting. It protects the sheep from the wolves because it looks like a sheep itself. Looks like a big sheep, but it does. It looks like more than a mop. It looks like the entire car wash.
Unbelievable, that dog. I love those.
But those
dogs.
Yeah, the Commodore is a very interesting breed. Those are kind of the Rastafarian dreadlocks that they form. And those are formed naturally. You don't have to do that.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's what they form, yeah.
It's going to start at noon, NBC, on Thanksgiving, the 15th anniversary of the National Dog Show, presented by Purina, with star of screen and stage, John O'Hurley. Follow him on Twitter. I'm John O'Hurley. Mr. O'Hurley, an absolute pleasure getting to speak with you this morning, sir.
Great to talk with you as well.
And there he goes. Yes, John O'Hurley. Oh, such other great Seinfeld quotes. What was the one about the Sally?
I don't remember that one.
He was talking about using opium in like...
Oh, okay, he's in a cave. He flees America.
Yes.
He's in a cave. Elaine goes to find him.
Oh, God.